We are going to begin the hour by checking in with the superintendent of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, Dr. Pamela Baldwin, joining us here in the studio, along with another special guest who we'll introduce in just a minute. But spoiler alert, it is Principal Appreciation Month, so we will be joined in the studio by a principal from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. More on that in a second. Dr. Baldwin, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So let's actually start by talking about something that happened last night. One meeting in a series of meetings that the district is holding to get public feedback on the three-year strategic plan, in which we're in year two of that plan, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So how did that go?
It went well. We had a room of a few parents and some staff really talking about some areas of need, looking at our progress on our goals, as well as getting some feedback about what our next steps should look like. And so we also talked a little bit about our community survey and some of the themes that have emerged from that.
Any particular key questions you want to get feedback from on from the public?
Sure. We do want to know how we're doing, specifically around the area of student success. Communication has been one that's been lifted, as well as family and community engagement. And so those are some three large buckets that we're trying to get more information about.
What have you heard so far?
We've heard that it's funny. We have a variety of answers, ranging from we communicate too much to not enough, that we have information that is relevant to information that is not relevant. And so trying to kind of go through that process to figure out if we're reaching all of our community and understanding what is the best way to communicate and engage our families.
What do you do when you get feedback like that? Like, some people say, oh, you're giving us too much information. Another person says you're giving us not enough. Both people are dissatisfied, but there's no way to resolve it easily in a way that satisfies everyone. How do you deal with that?
Sure. We try to have as many options as possible. We're serving over 12,000 families, and we know that's going to happen. Finding out at the school level specifically, our principals truly know their community, and having them lead that charge and how they communicate with their families. And at the district level, we just have to have a variety of ways that we communicate electronically, through paper, phone calls, that kind of thing.
And people want to weigh in on this plan. There are upcoming meetings as well, right?
That's right. So we have October 28th at the Chapel Hill Library. I think that one is at noon, and then November 2nd at Hargraves at 10 a.m.
So the next one is Monday night, right?
That's correct.
All right. So you can weigh in if you haven't had the chance already. You can get more information on those meetings online at chccs.org, which is the district's website. One other question that I was hoping you could shed some light on. The Herald Sun was reporting today a change in policy on suspicionless drug searches by drug sniffing dogs coming out of the reaction against a search at Carrboro High School. What's the change in policy?
So it really isn't a change in policy. Our policy says that the superintendent has the ability to determine if we're going to approve a search. We have received some concerns. With all concerns, we look at what the process and procedures are. We talk with our principals, who are our leaders at the ground level, who are doing that work, and we try to figure out what our best next steps are. In this case, we've determined that we'd like more information, and so we've suspended that process to ensure that we're doing the right thing for our students. That does not mean that we are not keeping our kids safe. That is first and foremost our priority. And so ensuring that there is not drug use and drugs on our campus is extremely important. We just want to make sure that we do have a process that keeps students safe and allows them to feel safe on their campus while they're trying to do the work of what a student should be doing, teaching.
And what are some other things that the district does to make sure that campuses are drug-free?
Sure. So we do a lot of education through some of our curriculum, as well as making sure that we have great relationships with our students. And so we know that through some of our courses, such as advisory, our school Student Services Department, and talking with students around why it's unhealthy, and really making healthy choices, as well as trying to have those great partnerships with our families.
Speaking with Dr. Pamela Baldwin again, Superintendent of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, chccs.org is the district's website. Get more information on that. This is the month of October. That is Principal Appreciation Month. We are also joined in the studio, as promised, by Bob Bales from McDougal Middle School, and he has just been recently announced as Principal of the Year for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. So thank you for being with us, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
So tell us about the announcement and what you felt when you heard about it.
Honestly, the whole announcement was a bit of a shock for me. It was a great honor. We had a student panel that Dr. Baldwin had. She goes in and does some student panels with students, and I was invited in while I guess everything else kind of was arranged. Got walked down there, and it was really cool. I had a bunch of students. I had my family, my brother came down from Indianapolis. Really a great honor, kind of really values and validates some of the work that we do at the school. It's really, while it's a school honor for me, it's really an honor for our entire community of McDougal with all the work that we're doing.
What is some of that work that you're doing at McDougal?
So this year in particular, we've really, like Dr. Bowen talked about, advisories. We've really made sure that that was a focus. We really want to help kids figure out just how to be a kid. We very often jump into academics and kind of forget those pieces of the social emotional pieces and anything that we kind of need to look at. Mm. With that as well, we've initiated a house system. So if you kind of think of Harry Potter, we have a house system where our kids are, another way that they're being involved. We actually have a house competition coming up this Friday. It's the end of the quarter, and we'll have a house champion for the first quarter that then gets to decorate the cafeteria, and we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. What are the houses? Are they Harry Potter houses, or did you pick your own? Or
so we picked our own.
Okay.
We had some student input, very unique names. We have Alturismo.
Housey McHouseface.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of them. Yeah. But our kids are really involved in this, and we have different leaderships on those as well.
So back to Dr. Baldwin, what constitutes a good principal? I mean, you've got to identify the principal of the year. You've got a lot of great administrators here at the district. What makes a principal stand out?
Sure. I think some of the things that Mr. Bales just described is exactly what makes him stand out and what makes a great principal stand out. Being innovative, giving a voice to students is really important. Ensuring that students feel safe in their building. Being able to take risk. Not wanting to stay in the structure of a traditional education, but understanding that an equity lens means thinking outside the box and doing some things differently. Bob, Mr. Bales, is not afraid to do that. He sometimes will ask for forgiveness later, which I love about a leader because I believe that...
I mean, not necessarily in the specific moment, but just in general.
Well, I think that real leaders are looking at who they are serving and why they are serving them, and they make decisions based on that, and sometimes that doesn't follow within the policies and structures that we feel like we're bound to.
How important is the principal when it comes to just the day-to-day operations of a school?
Sure. I hope that our principals would be able to answer this question for me, because I try to say it often. They are the most important in our schools, in our district. They set the path. They set the vision. They communicate, and they are, besides teachers, the closest to what's happening at the ground level. And so my expectation and my honor for what they do every single day, I hope I express every single day.
And a lot of that work goes on, I know, behind the scenes, because I know, just thinking back to my experience in elementary and middle school, it's that relationship with a teacher that, as a student, you feel the most closely because you have that experience from day to day. When you're directly encountering the principal, it's a rare occasion, and maybe not necessarily the most positive, depending on what the situation is. But what is your typical day at McDougal?
Every day is different. My ideal day every day is being able to go into classrooms, interacting with students, kind of figuring out where they're at. I've got some students that stop by my office every single day just to kind of check in. And for me, that's good for me, too, because it lets me kind of see temperature-wise where they're at. Going in and making sure that our teachers are getting what they need, it's important to make sure that our teachers are supported and they're in a spot and a place that they can actually do what's best for kids. And that's really important for me, to be able to really support our teachers in whatever they need. Whether that's, there's times when I've been in, I've subbed for classes so that they could collaborate together. Basically anything that I can possibly do to help out teachers so that they're able to really make that impact on students. And
yeah. What's the biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge is just being able to know what your school needs every single year. Being in a middle school, we basically rotate a third of our students every single year, and if we are expecting to do the same thing last year that we're doing this year, that's not necessarily going to work all the time. So being able to jump out and say, we're going to make this change, and my staff at this point has figured out, we're going to be doing it, so they're used to it.
What's an example of that? How do needs change from year to year?
So needs change, I mean, it really depends on the kids. It depends on, is this a group that needs more math time? Is it they need less math time? Do they need different interventions? Some of the larger issues that we're kind of faced with is we've done some schedule changes in terms of giving core class a little bit more time to make sure that they're getting, they're coming from elementary where they're getting 2 hours of math and 2 hours of language arts, and then we're kind of shortening that down. So really figuring out what works best for our kids that we have.
What's the most rewarding thing about it? Mm.
just seeing the kids, honestly, seeing the kids go in the classroom, you know, see a classroom that you've got teachers up there that are engaging students. You know, we did some walkthroughs today, and just seeing teachers smile and kids engaged, it really makes that whole job valuable at that point when you're looking, you know, we're making this impact on kids. There's kids that I know are coming from, you know, varying backgrounds that when they walk into our building, they feel like they're in a place that's safe, that's secure for them. It may be the only time during the day that that's happening. And I think that's more for all of our teachers to remember. We talk about that all the time.
Speaking with Dr. Pamela Baldwin and Mr. Bob Bales, soon to be Dr. Bob Bales, down the road because you're going for your doctorate, right?
Yes,
tell us about that.
Yeah, so first year in that, you know, me and my wife is going and getting her MBA in analytics. So
awesome.
Fun times at home.
Usually one person goes to grad school. You're going all in on this.
So honestly, I'm doing my doctorate degree through Western Carolina. Chose them because they have a large focus on equity work, and that's something that's really important to me. And we've actually taken some of the things that we've done in my program and implemented at our school. We've had some, you know, rotating PD sessions where I let our teachers know they're doing doctorate level work because I'm borrowing some of the stuff that we're doing in class, and it's really cool to kind of see that echo out throughout the school.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Bob Bales and Pamela Baldwin, this month is Principal Appreciation Month in Chapel Hill, Carver City Schools and beyond. It's also National Bullying Prevention Month. So, Bob, you mentioned safety. What are some of the initiatives specifically in McDougal and Dr. Baldwin just in general across the district that the district is implementing to prevent bullying?
So our big push this year has been within our advisory. Just like I said, talking to kids about, you know, what is bullying, what's not bullying, and then also how to, you know, help and not necessarily be that bystander, but be an upstander.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see something going on, you know, being able to step in. You know, our kids are sneaky and they're not going to necessarily do it in front of teachers and adults the entire time. Our kids see it. And, you know, if we have kids that are allies to other students, it really helps with those issues that do come up.
I like be an upstander. That's good advice, I think, for everyone everywhere all the time, right? Dr. Baldwin?
I would just echo that education is a big part of the conversation, making sure that students have relationships with adults so that they're able to have those conversations when needed. The other is that we have, we're working really hard to really beef up our mental health opportunities, and so making sure students have an opportunity to either go through training and or support where they have some replacement behaviors if needed, or are just even able to talk through where there may be issues. And so it is a large focus in our district. Our principals do a great job of making sure that if there are issues or allegations are related to bullying, that we go through our process of investigating to ensure that our students are safe.
We've got to wrap up here in a second, but Dr. Baldwin, I'll let you have the last word. Other exciting things happening in the district that people ought to know about?
Sure. We're excited to release our data. It's already been released by the state, but we're going to do our presentation on November 7th to our Board of Education related not only to our student achievement data, but also to our community survey. We're going to talk about where we are on the strategic plan and our progress we've made, and we'll be rolling out at that point our dashboard on our website. And so people will be able to look at where we are, hold us accountable while we work with the community to do what's right for our students. So excited about that.
Awesome. Again, chccs.org is the website for Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. Head there and get more information. Dr. Pamela Baldwin, Principal of the Year, Bob Bales, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks.